News Radio, 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. It is a Wednesday, final Wednesday of the month. And I'm joined by Dr. Michael Ash. He is the president of Southeastern Community College. And we're talking about issues and all of the other things that go on along Southeastern Community College. We were talking about vaccinations. And we're talking about also the fact that where does the landscape, the educational landscape, going to look like in the fall? In the fall, as we look, and actually summer and fall. And it's been a year of, if 2020 was a year that was simply a year to forget, 2021 is a year where it's sort of like 2020 lingering on, hanging over. But it's also a transition year. And I think the general consensus, Dr. Ash, is that we will have normal, or as close to normal as possible, and it should be by this fall, the way it looks. We do have some resistance on vaccinations, which we were talking about before that, but are you planning on as close to possible normal in the fall?
That's what we're aiming for, Steve. Our academic calendar and schedule, class schedules, have been established for us to have full capacity in the classrooms, opposed to social distancing and splitting up those groups and putting them in different classrooms, hiring adjunct instructors to help us with some of that. So we do plan to remove the social distancing aspect of the classrooms. Now, I just before I came here, I was working on a survey to our faculty and staff to get their input on some of the other questions, like, do we still need plexiglass? Mm-hmm. Do we need sanitation stations? Do we need to sanitize the hard surfaces between classes, which we do now? And my thought is we'll get their input, and then we'll look at what are the best guidance we can get. And make some decisions. And I don't anticipate anything really changing for this summer. Mm-hmm. We're aiming for the fall. And so far, we're very, and I track all the numbers with the state and what they're reporting out, and feel very, very good about where things are at this point. And as far as the college is concerned, we have had no incidents of the last month of anyone getting sick or having to be isolated or off because of COVID, or for that matter, even having to stay home with family members or loved ones that they're having to care for because they're sick. So we're thankful for that.
You know, a number, in fact, a fairly large number of colleges and universities are requiring any student coming back to school to have to be fully vaccinated to be able to get into class and to be able to register. In fact, that's one of a prerequisite for even registration. I don't know. You're not doing anything like that. Is
well,
that right?
Fortunately, we have some of our Regent schools have taken the position of no required vaccinations for anybody. I mean, they're welcome to have them. They're encouraging them, but they're not requiring them. And the other community colleges at this point in the state of Iowa are also not requiring. And so we don't plan to require vaccinations. And even we developed our safe campus plan. We said when a vaccine is available, we highly encourage our faculty, staff, and students to receive the vaccination. And to that end, we've held two clinics on campus, and we've had somewhere probably around 150 people or so take the vaccine. We had the J&J before it was taken off the market, and then Pfizer.
Okay.
So we're offering those opportunities, and we're helping faculty, staff, and students make the connections to where they could get it if it's not immediately available.
I mean, because faculty and staff has been far more enthusiastic than necessarily students, is that, or maybe
that,
not?
I would say that's true. And it's why is that so? I just in asking some students, I sat around the table probably about 3 weeks ago and had a group of students, and I was letting them know we're going to be doing this vaccine clinic, and were they planning to take it? And every one of them said no. And I said, well, why not? And it was because their perspective is, we don't know what it's going to be like in 20 years from now. If you take the vaccine, Are there going to be some side effects or some impact in our lives down the road? And who really knows? I don't know.
I know I don't
and
either.
So I can't answer that question for them. But there seems to be some hesitancy on the part of young people.
Resistance, anyway.
Resistance,
yeah. And I guess that's a, you know, and I think, and we've got, and travel is, I think travel has been dramatically hurt by this. Travel industry is hurt. Hotel industry has been very, very significantly affected. Recreational facility, entertainment, live entertainment shows. Those have been. Look at Broadway, still black and shut down. If your living has been on, you know, those people make pretty good money.
Yeah.
And all of the businesses that are associated with there. I remember being on Broadway and looking down the street and seeing all of the various shows that were up there, mm-hmm. and then the Sardis up there, right hanging off their window, and I realized, you know, that's legendary, but there's all these other businesses that are right there too.
Yeah, it's just a real. This has been the strangest, weirdest, and most frustrating year and a half now of our lives, certainly of my life, and the impact it's had.
I mean,
it certainly has impacted our college, and then take it out a few rings, it's impacted Iowa and their educational system, and you take it out further, it's impacted the whole U.S. and the whole world for that matter. But it has impacted not just education. It's impacted everything you can think of.
Yeah.
And if it impacts a particular business, then there are other businesses that get impacted down the line.
Now, but it has been an inconsistent virus in terms of its effect and its impact.
Right.
Lawn and garden centers have seen booming business. Home improvement centers have seen booming business. Golf courses, by and large, have seen booming business. We've got restaurants, not so good. Restaurants operate on a very thin margin. You don't want to operate on a thin margin when you can't put all the people that you can get in there. Bars themselves are also taking it on the chin. So, and entertainment events, we're seeing more of those coming back in the outdoors. I think that's one of the things. I know Civic Music has had to kind of, they've been juggling the acts around, trying to figure out who's able to come. But flight and transportation, I was talking about my wife and making travel plans and doing some things. And, you know, we are hanging with a cloud of uncertainty that still hangs over us.
Yes.
And it sort of keeps us cautious and also a little bit apprehensive at the same time. But I think that if at the same time that's going on, there is this feeling that it's going to be over. It's going to be gone. It's going to be in the rear window. We're going to get back to normal, and we're going to have things be the way they used to be, but we just don't know when.
Right, and so again, part of the whole COVID virus issues that we've had is you can't really plan, because it's uncertain, but that's where the hope is that you're planning for something. So we're hoping that to be back pretty much back to normal by the fall. So we're planning towards that end. And yet we don't know. It could be we see another surge. We could see a variation, a variant, and then still really be back to the
same. We had a conversation with the director of curriculum at Burlington Community Schools last week. I had to look up his name because I had that. But we were talking about the fact that it is as the things that have happened that have been tough, and it's Corey Johnson, but as the things that have been happening, there have been advances in technology that have occurred because of this past mm-hmm. year. Zoom has zoomed.
It's zoomed.
We've got businesses that deliver food and other things. Grubhub, DoorDash, they've had booming business. Uber Eats, booming business as well. People have realized, and they've also had, so that technology has also happened. But we've got, what I was mentioning with Corey Johnson, they are now establishing an entire division, which is basically all virtual learning, which is basically all online class possibilities, and that's part of the curriculum. That'll be part of the curriculum here in Burlington. And the other thing that's happened in Burlington, they've gone, I don't know if I mentioned this, but Pat Cohen said they were a K through 12 program. They're now a birth to 14
correct
program by having child care provided all the way through. Plus, they've got the connection with SCC and SCC/Iowa Wesleyan to get 2 years of get those first 2 years out of the way at the same time. How is that working out from that standpoint? Are there is there a fairly large number of students that are taking advantage of that, or is it still pretty
small?
Well,
it's as far as having it in and through our region right here, that's all still in the planning stages. These are what we're planning. This is what we're working on. But I think the concern is that that there could be a real explosion with online learning for K-12, and that most of the providers would be from outside of the state, and so regulating those types of industries or those providers could become problematic for state government. But also, even a bigger problem is that it would take state dollars out of Iowa and send them to New Jersey or Ohio or wherever. And so this is an effort to provide an opportunity for kids and for parents to be able to stay.
Yeah.
And maybe there are some maybe there's some issues or concerns that would cause them to have to be online. And yet at the same time, don't really want them to leave, if you will, at least educationally, leave the area. And so providing them some versatility, some options is really important. We have experienced at the college a tremendous growth in online education. In fact, it's our number two enrollment center, just behind West Burlington. So it has exploded.
Is that an effect of the virus itself?
Well, it has had a steady growth over time, but the virus certainly has put some oomph into it, if you will. And we actually lead the state in the number of or the percentage of increase in online education. So we're working on that. We're working with Burlington, and we hope to be able to see other school districts take advantage of this and then kind of pool our resources and pool our efforts so that we don't leave any of the rural schools out of it, and that all kids can have an option if this is really what they want or parents want, is to have a quality online education program provided by our educators in Iowa.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
All right, so it's basically keep it local, keep it connected, basically build it all, build the infrastructure yourself and operate it, is what you're saying.
Exactly so. And to have it K through
14, 16, whatever.
Yeah.
What you've really done is you've actually, SCC has really expanded to the point with the connection to Iowa Wesleyan. Now you've become in essence, or at least in some ways, a four-year college or university because you've got a connection there.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned earlier, I think I mentioned a couple of times, my wife went to SCC 2 years, and I had two daughters that both went to SCC 2 years. Both went on to get further degrees or multiple degrees, and they started at SCC.
Yep.
And then they had classes with Iowa Wesleyan that they were able to take by going to SCC.
Yep.
And so this is not a new thing. It's just now it's a more formal thing.
It's more formal, and there's more elements and aspects to it. It's more than just simply an articulation arrangement. We're actually sharing staff now, and we have another one that's being considered as far as a shared position. We are leveraging expense purchasing so we can reduce expenses for both institutions. So it's really a good relationship and a good opportunity for
the virtual
both.
Component, is that also a combined effort as well?
It is not as defined. Well, one thing we've done with Wesleyan is we've given them the opportunity to join the Iowa Community College Online Consortium. and they don't offer their courses, but they have access to those services just like we do. They have access to those now. They pay their fees and all that. But so the learning management system is the same. The online system is the same. So a student who comes from SEC into Wesleyan is not going to really see anything different.
Now, the structure, registration structure, and the tuition and fee structure, that also has also undergone some changes as well. Is that right?
It has indeed. In fact, Wesleyan has placed a full-time staff member on the college campus and is a transfer counselor, for lack of a better term. And this gal works with anyone interested, showing any questions or have any questions or ideas about Wesleyan. She'll sit and talk with them and share with them and give them guidance, and then we'll show them what their steps are if they want to take advantage of this opportunity. If they graduate SCC and want to go to Wesleyan, then they can qualify for a two-year scholarship in the amount of about $3,600. Now, it's coming from Southeastern, but dollars are flowing from Wesleyan to Southeastern to underwrite that. So it's not tax dollars or tuition dollars that are going out the door. This is monies that are coming from Wesleyan.
How is this affecting either school or both schools' enrollment right now? Do you know?
Well, we are getting reports from Wesleyan that their enrollment is really starting to climb. And at last check, and I need to do a double check on this, a more up-to-date check, but the last check I had, that there were 22, 25 students at SEC expressing interest in transferring. So how does that compare to years past? In the last few years, we'd have 6 or 8, maybe 10 students transfer. And now we have upwards of mid-20s. And it'll probably grow beyond that. And it also provides an opportunity for our athletes, and they have to still compete, so it isn't like it's automatic. But now there's another school in the picture that's just down the road, and we have such a great relationship with Wesleyan that those coaches are looking at our kids and saying, you know, we want you to come over here and play when you're done over there.
This expands programs at both schools.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. And again, that really adds. When we talk about music program, Wesleyan is well known for its music program.
Yes, it is.
We're working to develop the same, not the same type of program, but a wonderful, well-versed music program. We have a wonderful instructor, and we're excited about that. We're bringing digital music into play through his leadership. And then they are working together, the two music people from each institution are working together to provide some interesting
Your theater profile is also larger now, too.
It is, and of course, we just recently signed an agreement with the Capitol Theater.
Yeah,
So we're excited about that and excited about coming alongside and working with them and utilizing that space.
We're going to take a break for news. Dr. Michael Ash is with us. We're going to talk about graduation. We're going to talk about graduation live and in person. We'll have that. Coming up next.
This, keep it on the down low here,
is the Dan Patrick Show.
At what point do you put him on the commissioner's exempt list? And I think that's a tricky question right now for the NFL, because if you put him on, then how do you take him off? If this goes into the fall, then you put him on the commissioner's exempt list. Because this isn't about Deshaun Watson for the NFL. It's about the NFL. It's like Ben Roethlisberger.
Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Do you worry too much or not enough about securing your network, website, email, and backing up your data? Hi, this is Mary Beth at JNS Electronic Business Systems. We custom build managed IT solutions, which can include the flexible, resilient cloud services you need. Live worry-free in the cloud so you can focus on what drives the success of your business. It's what we do for you. For service you can rely on, call us or visit us at jselectronics.com.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where you can save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or buy Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to find your best sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
I love hearing and learning about technology from you, and I love your one-liners. I love the dry sense of humor, and I think I'm hooked.
You know what it is? It's just trying to lighten it all up, because, you know, sometimes when people talk about technology, you heard it, Judy. It's like, Intel Core 5 processor. And you're like, oh, my gosh, how boring is that?
Kim Komando, Sundays from 11 till 2 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington School Board on Monday decided to keep ties with F&M Bank. The Hawkeye reports that in a split decision vote, the board voted to keep its district bank accounts as well as bank-provided programming for Burlington schools through F&M. The discussion about the board possibly ending ties with the bank began in November when then F&M Bank Vice President Lisa Walsh posted racially charged comments online about Vice President Kamala Harris. Walsh was placed on leave shortly after and has remained so since. The Burlington Police Department has been recognized as a 2020 gold-level law enforcement agency. In an online post, the department says this award was given by the Lexapool Law Enforcement Advisory Council. Lexapool, an organization based in Frisco, Texas, provides solutions that, quote, help police departments focus on protecting and serving communities while meeting training mandates. The gold award is the highest award offered by the organization. Iowa health officials say 80 of the state's 99 counties declined some or all of their COVID-19 vaccine doses for next week, showing a dramatic decline in demand for immunizations. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Iowa has fully vaccinated just over 1 million people, which is 32% of the population. Iowa Department of Public Health spokeswoman Sarah Ekstrand said Tuesday that the decrease in demand is being seen in several other states and that health officials are working with community leaders to understand the source of the resistance. Iowa on Tuesday reported 346 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and no additional deaths from the disease. U.S. farmers have had plenty to worry about in the last 2 years, from low prices and bad weather to trade fights and problems tied to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, as they begin planting the nation's dominant crops of corn and soybeans, they are seeing the strongest prices in years and a chance to put much of the recent stomach-churning uncertainty behind them. The return to something more akin to normal will be a welcome change from the last 2 seasons that likely will be remembered as among the most unusual in U.S. agricultural history. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden will talk about what he calls his American Families Plan during his first address to Congress this evening.
Free community college for 2 years, a national paid family and medical leave program, and free preschool for 3 and 4-year-olds. That $1.8 trillion package is a combination of tax credits and new spending to be offset by tax increases on wealthier Americans.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A judge in North Carolina today considers requests to release body camera video of Andrew Brown Jr.'s fatal police shooting to the public.
Protesters are demanding to see the video, though the sheriff's office says they can't release it on their own.
Those people who claim the sheriff's office has the ability to release either don't know North Carolina law or they are trying to purposely inflame a tragic situation.
Chief Deputy Daniel Fogg, Brown's family was permitted to view a clip of the recording. They say the shooting amounted to an execution.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy sky, showers and possible thunderstorms are 60% likely, mainly this afternoon, a high around 70 degrees. Cloudy tonight, more showers and thunderstorms, 70% likely, a low down to 54. Cloudy with showers, 60% likely, mainly before 7 a.m. Thursday, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, a high to 67. And Thursday night, mostly clear, a low down to 46. Sunny on Friday, 69. Sunny, breezy Saturday, 76. Right now, 64 degrees, cloudy. Weather brought to you by Southeast Iowa Regional Airport and Air Choice One, making your travels easy, flying from Burlington to St. Louis and Chicago daily.
I'm J. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. We've got mixed markets on Wall Street out of the gate this morning. Investors on hold for the results of a Fed meeting this afternoon. Plus, they're waiting for some more corporate earnings reports. President Biden set to unveil the American Families Plan in an address to the nation tonight. It's a $1.8 trillion package to be paid for by the wealthy. Chicago-based Boeing reported its sixth quarterly loss in a row this morning, but it expects a turning point this year. China hasn't ordered a plane from Boeing in 3 years, but the change in the White House might help reverse that. Taco Bell parent Yum Brands reported strong quarterly growth this morning. Google parent Alphabet reported strong quarterly results last night after the closing bell. Alphabet planning one of the biggest stock buybacks in history at $50 billion. Later today, we get results from Apple, Facebook, and Ford. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and this year you need to make it extra special. Because mom deserves more than just breakfast in bed. So how about super cozy pajamas designed for ultimate relaxation, exclusively from Pajamagram.com? The trusted PJ experts who know exactly what moms want. With timeless looks, playful patterns, and luxurious materials, Pajamagram.com is where you'll find the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Super soft PJs that'll leave her feeling cozy, comfy, and ready to unwind. Whether she's a dog lover, a coffee connoisseur, or anything in between, Pajamagram has the perfect PJs for your mom. And right now, Pajamagram.com is including free gift packaging with your order, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. Just go to Pajamagram.com and grab the perfect Mother's Day gift with free gift packaging now. It's fast, it's easy, and delivery by Mother's Day is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
Lunning Chapel helps families and friends achieve closure and acceptance. A funeral service is a time to share stories, a chance to reflect on a life lived and how it impacted others, and how this person made you who you are.
At Lunning Chapel, we understand the importance of a funeral service. We'll help you through the grieving process and celebrate your loved one's life. We invite you to experience the Lunning Chapel difference. Lunning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back on the talk show today. Dr. Michael Ash is the president of Southeastern Community College. We're talking about events at the college. Well, you made it through, you made it through the basketball season. Did you have any issues at all with COVID on the basketball?
Not with the basketball team, no.
Okay. I think you did have, you said your soccer, you did have some soccer members.
And baseball and volleyball, all of those had some situations that we had
and contact tracing, and if it's you err on the side of caution, we're just using that word.
So we had quarantine rooms as well as isolation rooms. So if somebody was either exposed or actually had COVID, then we put them in one of those two rooms, provided them with food and water and other amenities until they passed their required time, and then they were tested again to see that they were clear.
And again, it's been a tough year. But the reason that it's been a tough year, part of the reason is that we get conflicting information, and we're not sure which information is right and which isn't. And the rules of the game seem to change while the game's going on.
Yes. And a lot of pointing to, well, let's follow the science, but then we don't always follow the science.
And we're not even sure of the science. Who knows what the science is? That's the other thing.
And then just the stirring up of concerns and fears and whatnot that are a challenge. And as I said off air, I believe the virus is real, and it's dangerous, and it has obviously taken many, many lives. So this isn't anything to sneeze at. I'm not taking a laissez-faire attitude with it, but I think that we, as a society and whatnot, that that we have put an awful lot of emphasis on through the fear factor.
Right.
And it has really frozen us in time. It's really caused a great deal of angst and anxiety, and along with that comes mental health issues and depression and a rise in suicide and those kinds of things, which are really sad.
And we've seen a lot of changes over the year. But again, things that are, as we said, and we'll continue to say, we will get back to normal.
We will.
And we will see the virus become. In fact, it's predicted that the COVID virus will be included in as part of a regular flu shot.
Yeah.
In anything that is going to be, it'll be considered one of those many elements. One thing that's interesting, I don't know if you've been following or not, but there's been almost no flu. We've had virtually no regular influenza the entire year. In fact, it's been the smallest number of people in history since they started taking records.
I can't say honestly that I've been tracking the numbers, but I haven't heard any reports, any news updates on the latest numbers with the flu or whatever. And before COVID came, we were getting regular reports on the number of flu cases. And
typically, 50 to 75,000 people would die each year of the flu.
Yes.
Okay, so that said, now let's talk about something happier, okay?
Happy.
Graduation.
Graduation, yes.
Graduation. It's coming. You have graduation at the Southern Campus, graduation at the here in the West Burlington, for the West Burlington Campus, going on at Memorial Auditorium. Is that right?
Yes. That event will happen on May 13th, beginning at 7, in the Memorial Auditorium. And because it'll be indoors, and because we're still following our general protocol, masks will be required. And we're excited about doing this. Last year, we had to cancel because of COVID. So we ended up bringing it back August 1st to have graduation face-to-face for our students. But this year, we're able to do it right on the day. At least we're planning to be able to do it right on the day that it's been scheduled. So that'll be May 13th. At 7 p.m.
Will students then, will they cross in front? I'm going to guess that you're not going to be shaking hands with each of these students.
No handshaking, but they will walk the stage. We'll read their name. They will receive their diploma cover. Then their diploma will come
right
in the mail. But they'll be regaled, and they'll be wearing their cords for those who are receiving cords. So it's going to be graduation.
It will be a normal type graduation with a couple of exceptions. And so now that's going on at the West Burlington in Keokuk. Are you able to use the Grand Theater?
Well, the Grand Theater is we've used it for many, many years. And then, of course, last year we were on the verge of using it, and then they closed. So we scrambled, and we ended up at the Keokuk High School, and that seemed like a workable solution. But feedback from the students was along the lines of, well, we went to school here. I don't want to graduate college from here. But it was already kind of – the water was
on the
river.
So this year, what do you have?
This year, we have the Grand Theater as a backup, but we plan to actually hold it on campus.
Okay.
We're going to have an outdoor service on campus. And it's a beautiful campus, and when the trees are in full bloom and we'll have all of our flowers in the right place, it'll just be a gorgeous place.
I know when my wife graduated many years ago from Iowa Wesleyan, that was an outdoor event too. And I don't know if they, in fact, I think they normally do an outdoor event for Iowa Wesleyan. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's not a problem for them this year.
I'm guessing too. I don't know for certain. There's a lot of things that I'm still learning about Wesleyan and how they do things, which is fine. But we're excited about being able to do ours outdoors, and this will be a first for SEC, because usually we've done it in the auditorium here, and then in Keokuk at the Grand Theater. And the Grand Theater is a beautiful, beautiful theater, but they are limiting audience size, and I just can't. I just have a hard time saying the students, you can only bring two people.
Sorry. Okay. Now, you're talking about classes beginning, and I'm guessing that by the fall semester. When does your fall semester begin?
Around the third week of August, the 19th, 20th.
And are you we were talking again about what might be different? Are you looking at maintaining or trying to go back to a quote-unquote normal in terms of, or just modified normal? Or
we are aiming for this fall to be back to full capacity in our classrooms.
Okay.
So that our schedule, our...
You won't have one class and the other classes...
No, that's not the plan. The plan is to have... If we have a classroom that has 40 students in, we'll have 40 desks.
The
A
plan is what you're talking about.
The A plan, yes. and then for the other protocols that we have in place, I'm actually going to be doing a survey of our faculty and staff and asking them how they feel about this, that, or the other.
What about food service?
Food service, they will follow our lead because it's an outside company. What we did this year was they took away all of the ability that people had to self-serve, meaning there was a salad bar, but you had to have someone make your salad for you or to make your hamburger for you or whatever it might be. And some of those items are going to come back to normal. So we don't have a very big service area. So the salad bar goes down the center of it. And it essentially takes up that whole center aisle. But there'll be other things. The smoked meats will be back out. The ice cream bar will be back out. And things of that nature. We expect those all be in place. As well as the fact that we social distance our cafeteria as well. So
right.
We took out a bunch of tables and chairs and put them in another location and said, if there's not a seat here, then you go over there. So we're going to bring what's over there back into the cafeteria and be pretty much normal.
Athletic contests.
Yes.
Well, you've had either no attendance or virtually no attendance, other than basically just two tickets per person for the players.
Right.
Are you looking at that returning to normal?
We are expecting that. Of course, we'll have. No real, we'll have volleyball early in the fall, and then cross country's early in the fall. Soccer gets early in the fall, but cross country and soccer, of course, are outdoors. Volleyball will be our first test as far as having guests and fans in the stands. And I'm anticipating that we will be able to be back to normal as it relates to that. When we get to basketball, where we have many more people in the stands, but that won't happen until November. So hopefully we've gotten a few more months.
Hopefully this is in the rear window by November.
I'm so hoping that's the case.
I think, well, you're not alone. We're going to take a break. We've got more of Dr. Michael Ash joining us. More about SCC. We'll be back after this.
This is The Herd.
The winner in this is also...
Colin Cowherd.
All super teams, when you have three of the top four offensive players in the league, it's a super team. They've all got a little villain in it. And I like villains. I'm for super teams. And I find them all likable. Nobody wanted to admit it, but a lot of us were rooting for the Miami Heat. I wanted to see LeBron win a title. They were fun. I love D-Wade. This team, this super team, this villain, I want to see him die in this game.
This is The Herd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Save big money with 11% off everything now at Menards. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with Master Gardener Lawn Edging. It blocks the spreading of grass and weeds and is perfect for straight or curved edges. All lawn and garden supplies, including Master Gardener Lawn Edging, are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 1st. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Out with the old and in with the blue. The blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures of spring, that is. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Warm weather is here, and it's only going to get hotter as we roll from spring to summer. Your heater has done its job for the season, so now it's time to check out how that air conditioner is running. If it just needs a little patch up, give us a call. We can help it run a little smoother. But if it's on its last leg, don't worry. We can set you up with a new high-efficiency Amana air conditioner that'll keep you as cool as you need to enjoy the warm weather without overheating. Local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780, so now is a great time to upgrade. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under heavy stress and extreme conditions. A suspension backed by 180 years of John Deere reliability. And an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. And as you can see, even Herky knows that this beast is ready to rumble. Tame one now at your local Sinclair Tractor, providing Southeast Iowa with outstanding customer service since 1998. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
And as we continue on, we're talking about Southeastern Community College. Great Taste has been a big fundraiser in the past. It's been a fundraiser for the Alumni Association. Is it the foundation? I believe it's the foundation, excuse me.
Yeah.
The Alumni Association, that's the golf tournament, right?
Right, exactly so, yes.
All right. It does get confusing. Now, there is some connection there with Val Giannettino, who runs both of those events. But I know the golf tournament is coming up in July. I believe on the third,
Third Friday.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a morning event.
Morning event. We held it for the first time, at least in a long, long time, in the morning last time we held it, last year, actually. It was one of the few events that we actually were able to pull off. And the golfers just really enjoyed it because they got out of there before the heat of the day. So they're out by noonish or so, 12:30, and then after having some lunch. But they just had a grand time. And we asked, would you rather it be in the morning or would you want it to be in the afternoon? And they said, overwhelmingly said in the morning.
Well, I think in the afternoon, the one thing about the afternoon is that it made people, if you do an event in the morning, it makes people, okay, I'm going to take the day off of work. If you have an event in the afternoon, and I played in that tournament several times, and when it was in the afternoon, it was like, okay, now I've got to get down to, I got to get out of here, and I got to get stuff done early, and I got to get done, and it was always a sort of a helter-skelter kind of thing. And then it seemed like I didn't get home until very, very late.
'Cause it 7:30, 8
o'clock. It was late. But regardless, it is a very fun tournament. I know that there's a lot of, and it's highly supported.
It is. We're very thankful for that.
And that's important. The Great Taste event, that has moved to November.
We moved that to November in part because the fall event, which was the gala, the Arts Festival Gala, they decided not to continue on. So we thought, okay, this gives us a chance to do a fall event for our community. And we really, on top of that, we really didn't think we'd be able to pull something off for March, which we wouldn't have been able to.
No. And I think that's, you know, in a limbo, in a world which has been in limbo, in a world which has been in sort of a transition, or just completely shut down. Last year was up and down. We were either shut down or we were just sort of partially open.
And it was always a guess.
What can you do? Yeah. What can you do? What can't you do?
Yeah.
You went to dinner. The latest research I was reading today, the whole concept of dinner. Frankly, they're saying we overreacted mainly on dining, indoor dining. It really isn't any greater chance of having anything happen. The fact is conflicting information.
I think that has added to the frustration. And again, what I was saying earlier about this uncertainty. And then some fear factor coming into play, and then saying, well, we should follow the science. And your comment back was, well, sometimes it's hard to know what the science is. And
science is changing. It's a continuum.
It's constantly changing.
Constantly changing.
Does science really change that much?
Speaking of science, Kid Tech. Kid Tech. That's been a hugely popular program for the younger people, and that is back in full force, isn't it?
And we'll have two face-to-face sessions each day, and then we'll also provide it as an online opportunities. So if there are some who can't get to whatever campus we're having it at or place that we're providing, we have the opportunity to do it online. So we're already seeing a surge in our enrollments.
And the basic fundamental process there is STEM, isn't it? Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics?
Exactly so, yes. And that's really what we're really focusing our efforts and energies on.
Okay. And that when is that getting underway, Dr. Ash?
That'll start, I believe it starts in June. And so getting registered now is really important to reserve that space. And then there are different sessions throughout the summer, through June and July. So if June, well, that's our vacation month, we're not around, well, maybe there's something that will happen in July.
Do they go to the SEC website, or is there another website to go
to?
They
can go there, or they can go to the CBIZ website and click on Kid Tech U.
CBIZ is a whole different chapter of SEC, and it's also a chapter primarily which is all-encompassing. Not only does it have Kid Tech, but it has older displaced workers as well.
Exactly so, yes. And we have some marvelous workers that are doing a great job. We're interacting with business and industry people to understand what their needs are for training. We're upskill training for some of those industries. And most of what we offer through that programming is non-credit. So you don't have to get a degree. You don't have to do all of the gen ed stuff. But we have also built raceways back to the credit side. So if someone took a class or two through the non-credit side, there could be a way to get credit for it.
Summer session enrollment, how is that doing?
Right now, summer session is looking pretty good.
Okay.
Certainly in comparison to last year. So I'm pleased about that. It's always too early to say out loud, but fall is still shaping up. So we'll see how that comes together. But we have taken some extraordinary efforts to recruit students. We can't go into the high schools. We can't do it this way. We can't do it that way. But we have brought kids to our campus, and we've done a very small group of interaction with them and recruiting of them. So we're anticipating a good fall.
Okay. And again, it is athletic events as normal as possible.
Yes.
Virtual learning, is there still going to be virtual learning
Yes.
going on? That'll be going on
Yes.
sort of as a simultaneous project, or is that a separate division?
Well, are you referring to the community?
I'm referring to any of the things. Now, I'm not sure. Will you have classes that are both virtual and
Yes.
in class?
Yes. We have actually 10 programs that are completely online.
And now this is through Iowa Community College.
This is
Iowa right?
Community College, right. And so an individual who would be interested in getting an AA degree or getting an ag degree, that's all available online if they want to take it through the online. Or they can take some online or come to the campus for the other pieces.
All right. Well, it's getting closer. And it's getting to the point where and next week, again, those dates for graduation, West Burlington campus.
The West Burlington is May 13th, beginning at 7, and the Keokuk campus graduation, which will be on campus, is Wednesday, May 12th at 7.
All right. Well, let's hope that we can be even more closer to normal the next time we talk. I think, actually, I'm not sure the next time we talk, you'll be done. The classes will be over, will they not be?
I believe they will be, yeah, because this is April, and we're done by
we'll
May
take
12th,
a, I think we'd usually take a hiatus during
Yes.
during the summer months,
Yes.
but we will look forward to seeing you in August and hopefully saying, yay! Normal has arrived. It has been. Dr. Michael Ash, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And always, as I said, a pleasure and good luck. And let's hope that Iowa Wesleyan and Southeastern Community College's shared agreement can continue to blossom. And let's hope that a lot of people play golf and a lot of people like the Great Taste event coming up in November.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you on behalf of the college for the opportunity to be here with you. Every month, and to be able to share about the college and interact with you about life in general, but certainly as it relates to the college.
We actually have the conversations that go on beyond the on-air conversations, but that's another story. Yeah, Dr. Ash,
sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Steve.